Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are live, all the way live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
We got a wonderful 3 hours for you on this Labor Day. So as you're sitting there in your backyard, eating ribs, grilled chicken, burgers, whatever it may be, potato salad with soda, or if you're like Alex the Vegan, some arugula, you keep it locked here on arugula. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM 83 for the next 3 hours. You won't be sorry. That was the voice of my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? What are you doing here?
What?
It's a holiday.
I work here.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Don't think I didn't want to take off because I just got off the grill.
I just got off the grill. Did you really?
Yeah, grilled some ribs, some chicken.
Are your ribs fall off the bone or are they hard? How do you do your ribs?
I don't do fall off the bone.
Okay. Cause those gotta be grilled right for a long time for them to get that tender.
Yeah. Mine weren't that tender, but they were good. They were good.
What kind of ribs?
I got no complaints.
Baby back?
Pork.
Baby
back pork.
I'm with you on the pork. I don't need beef ribs to be satisfied.
They're not nearly as good.
They're just not. Beef are good for steaks, but not ribs. I don't know why. They just don't, I'm with you.
As much as I love steak, I would have to admit,
Pork ribs are the best.
I think pork is probably the tastiest meat. Wouldn't you say bacon, pork? It's tasty, man.
No, it's good, but I don't know about the most. I'll
what
still
would you
take
say, chicken.
Well, you know, I love
it's
the yard bird.
It's definitely tasty.
Right, I love chicken, but I love a great steak if it's cooked right, Chris.
I do too.
And
I love a great steak.
If it has a bone on it, you know what I mean.
You gotta have the bones.
You gotta have the structure. And it is good, a steak if cooked properly.
No,
you don't need, and you know this, Chris,
is to die.
When
for.
People put steak sauce on a steak, like
no, you know it, a
that
good
means
steak
it's no good.
Needs,
you don't
right.
need any sauce.
A good
what
steak
sauce?
Does not need sauce. Absolutely, you're absolutely right.
Right, like
and
Rob G
say,
puts ranch on his steak. I'm sorry, it just means your wife is a bad cook. I mean, I'm
wow.
sorry.
I didn't say that, Rob G.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. But I agree. Look, as much as I might think pork is probably the tastiest meat, when I go out to a nice restaurant.
You don't get pork. You order a steak.
Right.
And you're willing to pay $75, $100. You know what
yep.
I mean?
I don't get a pork chop.
No.
I get a steak.
No doubt.
All right. We got Joshua Perry of the Big Ten Network joining us. A lot of stuff to get into with college football. Great opening weekend. Some excellent games. LSU let me down. You know I'm from Louisiana. And they just, terrible, terrible opening game for them against Florida State. But
And you're from Ohio, and you're
Iowa. I still got Ohio
from,
State.
And
the
you're
Hawkeyes
from Jersey.
Might be, they still undefeated, too.
And you're from Pensacola.
Rutgers in the house.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, like, I can't keep up. And along with
Syracuse, lived in Syracuse.
Yes, Cincinnati, the Bearcats.
Yep,
are
yep,
right? Okay,
yep,
I got it.
Yep. And it's all legit because I did live there.
Yeah, for a cup of coffee and a sweet roll, that's not long enough to claim a place.
It is what it is.
And the other thing, too, is people are still waiting. You said LSU let you down. People are still waiting for the crowd to file in at the UCLA Bowling Green game. Did you see that, Chris?
I didn't see it, but
I'm going to send you a picture.
I get your drift.
When I send you a picture, you will not believe what
the
crowd
was. And it obviously was at UCLA.
Oh, my God.
Did they expect to draw fans for Bowling Green?
You know what? The only thing is, I'm going to say, Chris, is USC drew 60,000. It was hot. I'm not okay. I'm not. It was hot here. I'm not even trying to.
Riley and you know what I mean.
But they drew 60,000, and the Dodgers drew 46,000. It's like 100 degrees in LA. Okay, but people didn't show up for UCLA. That's all. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to it. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt. A.K.A. Alex the Vegan is back. I'm shocked. I mean, it's been 2 weeks since he's been on the air.
And he sounds great. He's cleansed mentally. And I talked to Alex, in the kitchen earlier. And Chris, he's so focused and feeling so good about life and things. He was a new man when we talked.
Really?
Yeah,
Alex?
A new man.
What's so shocking about it, CB?
No, definitely.
Well, I figured spending 2 weeks eating hamburgers and pork chops and
you got the wrong guy.
Right.
All right. So you went back to your vegan ways.
Oh, yeah. I always stay consistent on it. But like Rob said, I had to have a little awakening. Went and saw Aaron Rodgers, had some great tea with them, and just had a new experience.
Exactly. Exactly. You guys are both immunized, too. I just want you to
yes.
All right. Okay. Immunized.
All right.
Choose your words carefully. Monsi Bolaños on the update.
I just saw Monsi. Chris, I'm in the studio today on the holiday, okay?
I see.
Yes. Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here with you on Labor Day.
No doubt.
You
we're
don't
all
have
laboring.
To lie, Monsi. But look, I'm going to do a great show. I'm hyped about the show. We got some good topics. But a brother wouldn't mind chilling, you know, on a Labor Day. But
relax.
I took Friday off, so I needed to work.
Well, one or the other. You know what I'm saying?
It was one or the other.
Okay, that's it.
We got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. Let's get to it, Rob. Interesting development in the Lamar Jackson situation. Good friend of ours, Rob, friend of the show. Josina Anderson, who does a great job covering the NFL, she said this: countdown to the Lamar Jackson contract decision. Will any more guaranteed money get added to the deal? Biscotti, the owner, Steve Biscotti, would never green light a Deshaun Watson style fully guaranteed deal. Jackson has a strong argument for more. My understanding is an improved offer is out. So basically, Rob, she's saying he'll never the Ravens will never give him a fully guaranteed deal. Rob, I disagree. If Lamar Jackson held out, they wouldn't have a choice. And what they know is he's not going to hold out. In fact, John Harbaugh, just about 15 minutes ago, Rob, he was asked if Lamar might hold out. Here's what Harbaugh said. No. Lamar has said he's focused on the season. He's under contract, and he's going to have the best season he can have. He's hopeful to get a new contract, and we're hopeful to get him a new contract. All the rest of it is business. There's nothing other than coming to something that is mutually agreeable. I like Lamar's attitude. I love that he's a gamer, that he's a baller, that he's like, I want to go out there and win. But I think they're going to take advantage of him. Now, he's going to get paid handsomely, yes. But they're not going to give him what he wants, Rob, unless he demands it. And this is the business of the game that he might not really like, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, John Harbaugh, I forgot when he signed his new deal. I'm sure it's fully guaranteed, but that's another story.
Good point.
I mean, these guys, they kill me with that. Imagine John Harbaugh, if they offered him a contract that wasn't fully guaranteed, he wouldn't be there. He'd be a coach somewhere else. But, of course, and you know what, Lamar, it's real simple. I'm going to just break it down to you. You got to give to get, and you got to make a sacrifice sometimes because people aren't going to do automatically what's right and what's just. You deserve this. There's no reason in the world. Don't say you're never going to do something or it can't be done. Because Deshaun Watson got it done, so it can be done. Kirk Cousins got it done, so it can be done. This whole notion that it can't be done or Bussotti, the owner, is not going to do it, that's fine. You know what? Then let somebody else play quarterback the first month of the season and then get back to me. That's how you make people do what you need them to do. And, you know, I mean, you have to take care of yourself in these negotiations and when it comes to your contract. Because we've seen this happen before. Emmitt Smith did it to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Held out of camp, Chris. Yep. Missed the first two games of the year. The Cowboys went 0-2. I don't know what Jerry would have done if they'd gone 2-0, but they went 0-2. And right. Guess what? Emmitt Smith was back with the team and got a new deal. That's how you make people do stuff. You got to force them sometimes when they don't come to the table. That's it. Lamar, it ain't that hard. It really isn't. And, you know, we all have to sacrifice at some time, Chris, in our lives to get what we want. And I think that's what he should do.
Rob, Baltimore was 1-5 last year without Lamar.
They're
a Super Bowl contender.
With the roster they have, if he's playing.
Without Lamar, they're not even going to make the playoffs. And I don't think it would get that far. But I agree with you that and this is where, and when you were off, and Ephraim Salam was filling in for you. I think it was Ephraim that said this. He brought up an interesting point about how, you know, usually you get an agent for a lot of reasons, right? You have an agent. I have an agent. But one of the reasons you get an agent is so they deal with your employer face-to-face. For your employer may say negative stuff. Oh, he's not this. He's not that. Ratings are this. Ratings are that. You know, it's all a part of the negotiation. And Ephraim brought up, with Lamar negotiating face-to-face, they can't say any of that. And he's probably right. They can't say, well, you know, you get hurt a lot, or you might get hurt, you run the ball too much, whatever. But so that's a benefit for Lamar. But conversely, Rob, I don't know this, but maybe Lamar negotiating with them face-to-face can't also say to them, look, I'm going to hold out. He's friends with them. They get along. Obviously, he has respect for his head coach. He wants to play this year. Maybe that's why sometimes you need the agent, most times. Because the agent, you can tell the agent, go in there and tell Harbaugh, I'm sitting out if I don't get my fully guaranteed money. Whereas he might not feel like saying that to Harbaugh himself. Your agent, let him do it. And that could be a part of this, Rob. But I,
you know what, Chris? Here's my game plan. If I was Lamar, don't say anything, go through everything, and then don't show up to the game on Sunday.
Wow.
Now, you want to talk about shockwaves and letting somebody know you're serious. Like, I think you would get their attention, like, ASAP. And, you know, your teammates have to deal with it. I get it. You want to play for your teammates and all that, but it's still a business, and you have to take care of yourself and your family. And they can't get in the way of money, okay? This guy's won a unanimous MVP. He's won a playoff game. He makes that team a viable candidate, Chris, to have a chance to be good to the Super Bowl. And sometimes you have to let people know you mean business. And I think that would wake up the Ravens, wouldn't it? If the news broke, Lamar's not at the ballpark. It's 3 hours before.
I wouldn't do it that way. If I were him, I think that puts your teammates in a bad position. And you're right, I get it, because there is a school of thought where your teammates would be disappointed you're letting them down. But I also think, Rob, a lot of them understand this is a business, right? And him getting guaranteed money, who knows? Would it spill over to other positions eventually? I mean, that'd be way down the road, but that could help all the players eventually. So I think at the end of the day, they would ride with him because they understand he's just taking care of business. But I think if I'm Lamar, and look, Rob, I'll say this, I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he'll do it because I think the time to do it was a while ago. But I think if he did it now, said, look, I'm not playing this season without a new contract. I don't know that he'd get to game one without them giving him that contract. Now, they open up with the Jets. They may want to say they got three games that are winnable. The Jets, the Dolphins are tough. And the Patriots, who, you know, that's not a walkover.
But still, it's always time because ultimately he's disrupting. Whenever you can disrupt what's happening, that's how you get the attention of people and the owner, who no doubt would be on the phone and they would be calling them and being like, where are you or what's happening? And there's no agent to call. You have to try to get through to him. And if I don't pick up the phone for Sunday, just for Sunday to let
them
know.
But if you do it now, they might give you the deal before Sunday. Then you don't have to miss a game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if they've told them already that they're not doing it, and he knows for sure that he's not going to get a fully guaranteed contract, this is the time to do it.
All right. It is the iCouple, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think Lamar Jackson should hold out so he gets the fully guaranteed deal? Heck, do you think the Ravens would give it to him? Or is Josina Anderson right that they would never do it, hold out or not? 877-996-6369, your turn to win.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Josina Anderson reports that Steve Biscotti and the Ravens would never give Lamar Jackson a fully guaranteed deal. Your thoughts on what he should do?
What was the Bonds movie, Never Say Never? Chris, real quick, before we get to the calls, let's say hello to The Roar in Detroit. We're back on live in Detroit, and Michael Roberts is one of the big sports talk radio fans in Detroit. He was the first one who posed this idea that we get back on live in Detroit. Thanks, Michael, and yes, it's happened. All right.
Yes, what's up, Detroit? I love it. I was actually with a few guys from Detroit.
Yes.
This weekend, and I told him we'd be on The Roar.
On The Roar. Thank you, Detroit. We're back.
Yes.
All right, Sam in Indiana, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sam?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Chris?
How you?
What's up?
If he's wanting to fully guarantee contract and they won't give it to him, I think he needs to hold out and get traded. If he's not wanting to, if they can get it a common line, then stay there and play, but get an agent to help him out. But I would have him in the requirements of the contract. They need to allow him to pass more, not focus just on the run. That's what's going to end up getting him out of the NFL.
Yeah, well,
he's more capable of passer than what they're giving him credit
but,
for.
But he doesn't need to go get an agent now. Thanks, Sam, for the call. It's pretty obvious what he wants,
far.
Chris. He just wants a fully guaranteed. What don't you understand, Ravens. Like, it's pretty obvious.
Right.
This is what
he
I want.
He could have got an agent before, but at this point,
right.
Yeah, there's
I'm not
no,
getting an
no
agent.
Point. And I don't think he wants to get traded, and I don't think they trade him.
He just wants what he wants. That's
right.
What he
they
wants.
They won't
That's
trade
all.
Him. I think they give it to him.
I do too, Chris. They would cave. Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio this Labor Day. What's up, Jerome?
What's up, Rob Parker?
How you?
And Mr. Chris Broussard.
What's up,
hey,
man?
There's no way he should hold out. That would be the dumbest decision for him to do that. You're going to hold up, and then you have to look at them other 50-something guys.
You don't owe them anything. You don't owe them anything.
I won't go. Look, they're your teammates. I get it, but I think they understand this is a business.
Are they going to chip in when your leg is shattered in 9 pieces in game one and you have no deal? I'm asking you, Jerome, who's going to chip in to pay the rest of your career when your leg explodes in game one? Thank you. All right. I figured. Thank you. Nobody.
Jerome, I feel you. I'm not going to go at you like Rob did because I get these are your guys. These are guys you go to quote-unquote war with on the football field. Y'all expect to have a great year. But they got to understand, and I think most of them do, this is a business, man. This is a business. And you got to look out for yourself. And so I think they would understand it. I hear your concern, but they know this is about getting yours. This is your career. This is how you make your money.
So. All right. Mark in Sacramento, our man. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Mark.
What's going on, Jim?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hanging in there. I think that there's one little small caveat that was negotiated that gets in the way of all this stuff. It's that stupid franchise tag, and that's what they're waiting on. He can't go anywhere, and they can franchise him not once, but twice.
Right.
But what they have to do is then he's going to get the average of the top five salaries, and that's going up. So they've pushed themselves in a corner both ways. And if he waits long enough, he's going to get what he wants. It's just does he have the ability and the guts to stand up and wait? You tear him down.
Well, I hear you because a lot of people have said there are commentators I've seen say he's being smart. He's playing this thing perfectly. He's going to make all this money because they're going to franchise him. He'll make a ton. Then he'll get a new deal. He's got to stay healthy. The whole challenge with Lamar is because of his style of play, he's more susceptible to having an injury. That's really what it is. And if he had a really bad injury that could affect his mobility, I don't know. Like, Dak Prescott, Rob, got the big deal even though he got hurt.
He got
but he's
fortunate.
Not really a runner, right?
No, but he got fortunate, too.
Right.
We thought it was worse
some,
than it was.
But,
right.
Yeah, but he, you know, I don't know if Lamar has that type of injury. Do they give it to him? If it takes a little bit of his speed away? I don't know. So that's the difference to me. But you are right, Mark. If he stays healthy and, of course, stays productive, at the end of the day, he'll get a lot of money. But I'd rather the guarantee, Rob.
Me too.
I'd rather lock it up.
Especially, Chris, you've given him your blood, sweat, and tear. The team is built around him. He's won. He's done everything. He put you in position. The only time they don't win is when he doesn't play, Chris. That's it. I'm sorry.
Nah,
say whatever you want.
To me, he's got great leverage with them. All right, we got Joshua Perry from the Big Ten Network coming up in a moment, co-host of The Rally on Bally Sports. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a Big Ten Network analyst, also co-host of The Rally on Bally Sports, and played a little football himself, won a national championship as a linebacker with Ohio State back in 2014. We welcome in Joshua Perry. Joshua, how are you?
What's up?
Doing well. Appreciate y'all having me.
Good to have you. Now, let's start. I mean, you're a Buckeye. Let's start with the Buckeyes. They beat Notre Dame, number five.
I took Notre Dame plus the 17.5. Sorry about that.
Well, you got that. But, yeah, there it is. You heard the line.
Yes.
And even though Ohio State won, there were a lot of people that weren't very impressed with their performance. What'd you think?
I thought the line was too big to begin with. And, you know, it's an opening game. You've got Notre Dame with the new head coach, Marcus Freeman, who's got direct Ohio State ties. About four of his staffers got ties to Ohio State as well. And it just number five team in the country at the time. It felt like a big line. The way I see it, Ohio State took steps in multiple ways. I think their offense left a lot to be desired for a lot of people who are used to seeing what they did last year. High flying, a lot of yards, but defensively, a shutout in the second half, that's something they haven't done against a good team in quite a while. So I think there are some building blocks there. CJ Stroud, from watching the tape, probably, you know, reading the newspaper clippings a little bit throughout the you know, early part of the summer and into training camp, maybe didn't expect as much resistance, didn't see the field great to begin with, but that run game was able to salt it away in the fourth quarter, and I think that's another step, too, from an Ohio State offensive line and running back group that wasn't seen as physical last year.
Let's switch over to Michigan, and obviously you know the rivalry between Ohio State and Michigan, and last year Michigan finally beat Ohio State since the Louisiana Purchase was signed. I mean, it took forever. But Jim Harbaugh is playing musical quarterbacks with two quarterbacks. I don't like it. It never works. It tells me when you have two girlfriends that neither one is any good. What do you make of two quarterbacks?
It's a tough situation, and I feel for Cade McNamara because he did everything that hasn't been done at Michigan in a long time, beat Ohio State, win a Big Ten championship, go to the college football playoff, first time in program history. Felt like he never really got the respect last year because he's not a flashy, twitchy athlete, but all he did was take care of the football and go out there and win games. Now, you saw J.J. McCarthy gets in the game. He has a 20-yard scamper to the end zone. I think that's what people want to see, and that's what wows folks. And so it's a tough spot. I think Jim Harbaugh wanted to put it in the court of public opinion and kind of let everybody else see what's going on. So when he makes the call that's probably going to be unpopular, which is going with the young guy, people can't get mad. And I think it's hard to judge these guys based off of playing two separate opponents in two different situations. Vanderbilt beat Hawaii by 50 points. So what do we think Michigan might do to them? Like, this is not a good team. It's a strange situation, certainly, and it feels like everything's leaning toward J.J. McCarthy right now.
What do you think about – it'll be a few years, of course, but the 12-team playoff that will eventually be going to, what's your thoughts on that? You like it or not?
I was always a six-team playoff guy. Give the first two seeds byes, and then you play the rest of them based off of that. I don't think that there are 12 teams in the country that could win a national championship on a year-to-year basis. There are barely three teams that can do it. It's typically two teams and a drop-off from there. So
didn't we see that last year with Michigan? They were fourth. They got boat raced. They weren't even competitive in that game.
I feel like we see it almost every year. I mean, there are blowouts in the college football playoff every stinking year. The year we won the championship, the blowout was actually in the national championship game. You could have called the semifinal between my Ohio State Buckeyes and Alabama the actual championship game in that season. Now, listen, everybody's going to be happy. Schools are going to get more money. TV networks are going to continue to make a ton of money. I think getting more kids in there is a great experience and everything. But if we're talking about who can actually win a championship, you're not going to convince me 12 teams can win it.
How would this change when you played, obviously, at Ohio State? Like you said, you got four teams that are getting in. How would this change your mentality as a player? Let's say whether if you lose your first game, like we saw LSU lose to Florida State, or we can even go with Notre Dame losing to Ohio State. If it's a 12-team playoff, how does that change your mentality early in the season if you have a bad loss or just a lost period?
The interesting thing about college football and the reason why I think it is the greatest sport on the planet is playoff races are talked about the first week of the season. There are people effectively eliminating the Pac-12 from the college football playoff this year based off of what we saw in week one. We haven't seen a two-loss team get into the college football playoff since its inception. You run the table or you lose a game and you have no margin for error outside of that. And I'm not saying that we're going to lose urgency because my mentality has always been win them all. I play to win. But there is that lack of urgency that comes with knowing that at some point there's probably a three or even four loss team that makes it into a 12-team field. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Or and, lost.
And
wow.
here's the other thing I want to add. We know that there are some kids who don't play in their bowl games because they're going to the pros. They don't want to risk it. Is there any chance? I'm not talking about like of the top three or four schools, but if you're in one of these schools and you're just going to be dog food for Alabama or Clemson or you know, Georgia or whatever it is, are you for sure playing in that?
Let me tell you this. If I am a first-round graded pick and I'm sitting there probably outside of that number six area,
yep,
I am considering really long and hard about what these extra games might do to my career potentially. One of my friends and now colleague, he's a Central Ohio guy, played his college football at the University of Michigan, was an All-American tight end, Jake Butt.
Yep.
Yeah. Ruined his knee in a bowl game, and he doesn't regret playing, and I can appreciate that. But a lot of people would use that as an example to why cats don't play. And so if you feel like you can't make a run, you're not going to actually challenge for a championship sitting there at 8, 9, or 10, 11, 12, I could see a situation where guys might opt out. There are other guys who are just built different. They're going to play regardless, and I give a lot of credit to them. But we're making business decisions at this point.
Nah, that's a real take, Chris, because if you're in that spot and you just your team really doesn't have a shot – you got to really look at your future.
See, I wonder, and Joshua, if you make the 12, I mean, obviously you're one of the top, you know, programs in the country if you get in the playoff. Do you – or I hear what you're saying about these bowl games, because my contention is the bowl games are meaningless now, other than the three that are involved in the playoff. Even the big ones now don't mean a thing to most people. If it's a 12-team playoff, wouldn't you feel like even if you're the 12th seed that you got a shot? I think players would be more prone to play because they feel like they got a shot to win a championship.
I mean, here's the reality of the situation is if you lost three games in the regular season, do you deserve a shot at playing?
Man, nobody's getting there with no December. Losses. Nobody's getting there with three losses. Come on.
Yes,
Two losses max. There is nobody that'll get there with three.
I'm not exactly sure about that.
Yeah,
I'm with you. A situation.
Well, Rob doesn't want more football, Joshua. That's why.
I don't want more bad football. Is what I don't want. I don't want blowout play, bowl games. That's not what I want. I don't want to see Michigan play and not compete. I don't. That doesn't entertain me at all. I'm looking for Golden Girls reruns by halftime.
You're looking for me.
Let me ask you this question though. You don't think that there are people who would be in that room that would see a three-loss team from the SEC that would say that they're better than a two-loss team or a one-loss team from the Pac-12?
Of course they would.
That's where I think you'd have to make some type of stipulations that, you know, a certain number of teams from a conference. Obviously, you're going to have, Chris, you know, five bursts from the conference championship or whatever it might be. And then I don't see – there shouldn't be that many teams from the SEC.
Here's last year, Utah was a three-loss team. Guess where they ranked last year? Number 11. So they would have been in with three losses. That's Utah. So you're right.
Didn't they win their conference? They would have been a potential automatic qualifier if they're one of the highest-ranked conference champs.
That's a perfect example right there.
I love the playoff, all right? I love it. I'm tired of these meaningless bowl games, and you might get some upsets. You get upsets all the time in the NFL playoffs, so I think you might get a few. But, hey, we'll
see. But the NFL is built for parity. College football is
Agreed.
Not built like that.
No, not at
Agreed.
All.
Agreed. Agreed. Right. But it can change. But, all right, Joshua Perry, great stuff, man. We'll get you on again. We really enjoyed your commentary. He is with the Big Ten Network and analyst there. Also, check him out, co-host of the Rally on Bally Sports.
I thought they're changing the name of that to the Big 40 Conference, no?
Soon enough.
It's coming. All right,
Josh. Thanks, man.
You guys are fun. Appreciate it.
Yep. More iCouple coming your way. Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City, sponsored by BetMGM.
Wow.
Coming soon to Shekel City. How's that? You heard me? Bet.
Is that true?
MGM, yes.
Or are you just, nah, is it a done deal?
We're working on it, Chris. We're working on it.
You gave
it.
Up well, on
you got
Caesars.
3 days.
All right, we're working on it. All right.
Because the season starts Thursday.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So your deal has to be settled by Thursday.
All right, here we go. Ready? Best bet. I got the Giants plus 185 at the Dodgers tonight. Just a straight game. I'm picking the Giants over the Dodgers. I know the Dodgers beat the Padres the last two games at Dodger Stadium, but I'm going to go with the Giants. You know, a rivalry. Giants season has been bad, but they need a win here. Also, I'm taking the Tigers and Angels. I'm doing the over in that contest on the run total. And the Guardians at the Royals. I'm doing the over as well. 7.5 there. That Tigers Angels, Chris, was 8.5. I'm going with the over there and over in both. And there you go. But the best bet, Giants plus 185 at the Dodgers tonight at Dodger Stadium. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on.
Thank God.
I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have
and
it.
And I did
Shekel
win money,
City.
Did I tell you? For college football, Chris, I won two of my three bets on Friday. I did college football, and
wow.
Michigan State was the one who screwed me. Michigan State fumbled the ball at the three-yard line, Chris, on their way in for a touchdown, and instead they didn't. I picked the over in that game, 54.5, and because they didn't score that touchdown, of course, they didn't win.
How dare you complain?
What?
They win by 50?
No, they went by. They won by 40 something. I think. What was it? But I needed that touchdown.
Who were they playing?
No, it was the over under. I mean, the run.
You're always living dangerously when you take the over on 54.5.
Yeah, but it's college, and they were playing Western Michigan, Chris. Western, you know a little bit. Western Michigan should not go to Michigan State and compete. And
right, they beat the spread.
They hurt me. Okay.
All right. Anyway, speaking of college football, did you see Deion Sanders' son, Rob?
Wow. I saw the numbers.
Oh, he was dynamic. Now, I know it's FCS or Division I AA, but Jackson State, and we all know the story, big news, not news now, but, you know, that Deion Sanders is coaching at Jackson State and HBCU. And really has that program on the uptick, Rob. They got the second-ranked high school player in the country last year, Travis Hunter. And his son is their quarterback. And they drilled FAMU, Florida A&M, 59-3. Now, North Carolina and FAMU played 2 weeks ago, Rob. And North Carolina beat them 56-24, but it was a pretty competitive game. It was 21-14 late in the first half. And so, you know, FAMU played with, they were down 42-24. You know, it was much closer than what Jackson State did to them. But Shedeur Sanders, Rob, 29 for 33 passing, 323 yards. And 5 touchdowns, no picks. So he had more touchdowns than incompletions. And they were on, the game was on ESPN. And, you know, it was the type of performance. They're ranked in 1AA, number 17 in the country.
Well, they'll be making it into the college football playoff. You know,
well,
not at this so
AA,
many
they no, actually I mean have the a playoff.
Other, I mean, in the regular one, not at there's so many spots. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but there is one in FBS or FCS, you know, where I think 24 teams make it. So they should make that if they keep it up. But, so it was a great performance, and hopefully it'll draw more talent to HBCUs, as Deion's trying to do. Keep it locked!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price.
But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.